Accession number 19045, Reel 5.
Ziarkovska, Reel 5.
Yes. So we had to try to find another passage. I told them that in Chechen they were nice and kind on the border. Where they went next day, I don't know, but we were not tried. There were only three lorries. Two went back, people from two lorries were very disappointed, but didn't want it to risk. And so in that way, he went to Czechoslovakia, to Munich, where there was Polish officer. And over from Munich, where my husband left some papers and his battle dress, and for me also, all was prepared, we went to Italy, back where he was in Ancona. And with them, before Christmas, I came to England.
Which year did you come to England?
End of 1946, I presume.
How did you settle down in England? Was it easy? Or
my husband, yes, it was difficult. My husband had some money, and he was still needed in a camp. I got a displaced person, the British I received in 1956 probably or something, but
citizenship.
Yes. My chief in resistance was someone who did help them here, catching communists. So once I told his name, he was very pleased, this officer who came here. He came here to discuss the matter. He was very nice, very nice. But anyhow, I forgot.
Yeah, did you settle in London?
Yes. I have rented a room in Camden Town where my friends were living. And in a year or two, we moved to Warwick Road, which is quite near. And we bought with a partner a house. And here we moved in 1953.
How did you get on with English people when you first came here?
My husband knew the language, and he started to have some sort of an office. A state agency, and then something else. I went to college to learn about sewing, because according to plans I was in Warsaw to run fashion department. So I enrolled to classes, but not English. There was no time to learn English. And so that was very beginning, but it went.
Now, just going back to the war, you forgot to tell me one or two things, including, I think, how you got news of Katyn.
Yes. Yes, that was during German offensive to Russia. They were told about graves they found. And the Russian reply that it was not Russians, it was Germans who done it. But in exhumations, they found in pockets diary which were all, if they were finished at the time where there was no, there were not Germans there. And Germans were trying to get the Red Cross, all sorts of people to come and to see it. And eventually, many years after the war, Russians admitted that but they really, this friend of mine I met in 1939, when he was depressed, he said he doesn't expect anything good. He was right.
Was there a difference between what you observed of how the Russians and the Germans behaved in Poland?
I didn't have anything to do with Russians. Yes, yes. Someone came to me about police, simply I didn't speak quite like peasant, and perhaps someone from the village, I don't know, but someone came from Łódź to interview me, who I am and who was my father and all that. And it was very unpleasant. It was very unpleasant.
Is this 1945?
Yes. Very unpleasant. With Germans, I didn't have any connections, except when my cousin during the war was imprisoned because of some problems in the fields. That was country problems, and he was still not in Gestapo, but in police, German police. And I was told to go to another estate where Germans asked for preparation of dining room, with not with food, but plates and cutlery, because they were coming for arranging hunting. And I was advised to go there. Perhaps they would invite me to that meal. Perhaps I will have chance to speak to someone. So I went. And when I was passing through the drawing room, the commandant of Gestapo came. If I am the friend of hostess, would I mind?
Friend of whom?
If I belong to that place, could I come for the dinner? So I accepted. And I was sitting during that time between that Gestapo, head of Gestapo, in that place in Lublin, and next to Hauptmann Schulz, I think. I did not speak German except few words to save me. And so they were trying to speak either French or English. It's penalty of death to speak English. But they did try, and that was that. They were very polite. They were very polite.
During the Warsaw Rising, did you ever go down into the sewers?
Yes, because our part was cut off from the central part of Warsaw. And I met my young friend who wanted to go across to his young wife and parents who lived in the center. And I wanted eventually to see how my parents-in-law are existing. But I knew that they were well looked after. I had no slightest worry about them. And this young man said that there is a passage through the sewers. Would I go? I said, yes, I can go. It was only across Novi Svyat. So we went one morning down, and very, very low passage. We came to a larger place. He looked around and he turned to the right. And we walked, and after some time, there was entrance to the sewers. I went up on the ladder, but it was closed, so we had to go further. And there were three entrances, and he still believed that we are on the right track. Then we came to a place where I heard terrific noise of water. So there was something different. And I told George to come back, but he said, I haven't got the strength. I am going forward. And then I heard, oh, how deeply is here? And then after a while, I heard, Olga, Olga, and nothing more but terrific noise. So I went. It was level of the floor was lower. So I went on the sides in this sewers were on the sides were like benches made from the concrete. I left my bag on the left side. From left side also water, great amount of water was coming. I had to hold strongly, but I managed to come to him. And he said, "What's now? What should we do now?" He was completely finished. He was sure all the way. And he was completely finished. I said,
"You mean he was exhausted?"
Yes, it was too much for him. He had no strength at that time. Water was terrific. So I said, "Well, we have to pray. How we have to pray?" He didn't, he was finished. So we moved on that right side. Now we went to left side from water comes. When coming across, he pulled me back to the water. So again, trying to catch something, everything is very plain, nothing to hold on.
Smooth.
Very. With water, with it is very slippery. And we managed to come to better side, and eventually walking by on that, not walking, we had to move on this bench towards our sewers. But at the end, he didn't want it to give me his hand because he said, "I will move, push you again into water." And he decided he must stay there. So I said, "I will bring you help." I had nothing to help except my two hands, and he had put me already into that water. And I went, it took me time to come to our entry, and over there I asked for a glass of water. And I told people that there is men still in sewers. And two brothers, grown-up people, one had wife and two small children, said that they would prepare themselves with lines, with whatever necessary. And they went. But it was a long way. So eventually, their father went. And two young, I think, simple girls started to look at me with some suspicion, and then started to think if I am not a spy trying to do something. But there was a owner of pension who entered, and I told her that I have seen her talking to my friend at the time of my entry. She said, oft, this man, well, bring him to me. And his wife and his friend came to me. Ah, Olga, Olga. And she said, I guarantee for this person. I can guarantee for this person. And eventually they all came out. And this George, looking very badly, went back to this place. His father-in-law was a doctor in electricity offices, which were very near my place. So we went back together. And the next day, they have put barricades, so people could pass below those barricades without risk of being killed. So I also went to see my parents-in-law, who were in very good condition.
What was their address?
They lived very near the place where my husband did work, on Bratska Street, central Warsaw.